The Olympics, a proving ground for Milwaukee Bucks stars.
But there's nothing like being selected to the Olympic team.
Representing your country and showing the world what you can do.
Championship of that level, gold medal, means more because of what you went through to get it.
Inspiring millions in the pursuit of gold and glory. Where losing isn't an option, and winning is all that matters.
This moment will be something that I'll always be able to cherish.
I'm Lisa Byington, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode 2, A Star Turn Down Under.
Drafting Ray, UConn Husky, I'm from Connecticut, went to the University of Hartford. I must admit, like, there's no rivalry there, but I always had this, like, disdain for UConn Huskies.
Before they were teammates on Team USA in the 2000 Olympics, Vin Baker was coming off two consecutive All-Star appearances for the Milwaukee Bucks when he welcomed rookie first-round pick Ray Allen to the team.
And now we draft the UConn Husky. I don't think I've ever said this out loud before, so this is the first. But so now we draft this rookie. And interestingly enough, when we drafted Ray, we played in the summer league together after we drafted him, and we didn't even speak for the first time. Like, we were in the gym, and I was like, yeah, he's my rookie. And he was, you know, here you have, like, the biggest player of the year, one of the up-and-rising stars in the NBA. And we drafted him, and we literally passed by each other in the gym and didn't even speak. Interestingly enough, his rookie season, I offered him to live with me. So Ray lived with me his rookie season in the third ward in Milwaukee. So we had a great relationship.
Although Baker would be traded the following offseason, he saw something special in the Bucks rookie during their season together.
His first year, my only year there with him, my last year with the Bucks, we had a great relationship. A super talent. You can see the potential. I will admit I didn't know that he was going to go on to be a Hall of Fame basketball player. You saw the great potential, but you can never pick and see a guy's going to be a Hall of Famer in the first 6 or 7 months of his career. But Ray had the talent, but I think more importantly than the talent, he had the character and the work ethic. And again, you don't know where that's going to take you, but obviously he had the goods to be one of the great shooters that we've ever seen in our game.
I knew Ray for, you know, when I got there, when we drafted him, he negotiated his own contract right out the box. He was just a special young man.
At the time, journalist Gary D. Howard was the assistant managing editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covering the up-and-coming Bucks team.
He was a serious person. Ray was a very serious person, very serious about his basketball career, tremendous player. I saw that even like when he was there with Glenn Robinson, and I thought Glenn was the best player on the team until Ray started developing. I thought, oh no, Ray's gonna be a monster. He was a transcendental player, and obviously he had star written all over him. He was already in Spike Lee's movie. You know, it's just sort of like he was a movie star. He played like one. He looked like one. He was a tremendous athlete, almost one of the best pure shooters I'd ever seen. Ray was just a rising superstar, not just a star. Ray was going to be a superstar in this league, I felt.
After earning his first All-Star appearance in 2000, Allen would join Baker that summer on Team USA for the Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, man, it was awesome. Like I said, I talked about, you know, him living with me his first year coming out of college, us only playing 1 year together. Really didn't have a ton of conversations after I was traded to Seattle. So it was neat to be on the Olympics with Ray. I had done, you know, made a cameo for him in his movie, He Got Game. So we had a friendship. And so once we met in the Olympics and saw each other in the Olympics, it was nice to reunite and then certainly to reunite for that cause. It was awesome, and I alluded to this earlier, like his work ethic was there, took the game very serious, worked on his game daily, didn't cheat the game off the court, And so there was no surprise to see the level he had reached by the time we saw each other in 2000. He had the talent, had the ability, but you know, Ray never cheated the game. He worked hard on his game. He obviously was a great, great shooter coming into the NBA, but it continued to improve. So it was fun, exciting to be on the team with him to see where he had grown to. Like, I don't think a ton of people really paid attention to the fact that him and I had played together for a year, but it was really cool to see how far he had come. And of course, I was, you know, still in the same place.
But fierce competition during the NBA season meant not all relationships on Team USA would be as friendly.
1,000%. One person, when you started asking the question, a name popped up in my head. So Alonzo Mourning, not necessarily a rivalry, but we had some pretty intense battles over the years. And as a matter of fact, we had training camp in Hawaii. And it was intense. I mean, him and I were going back and forth. You've probably heard all the Olympic stories of these crazy practices. Well, no different than my year and the guys that were on that team competing against each other. So Alonzo and I went at it pretty tough and pretty hard. All in good spirit. Nothing ever, you know, turned into violence. But we once we got on the team, it took him a while to warm up to saying hello. But, you know, after you spend like a month and a half or 2 months with someone and then you figure out, hey, we're here for the same thing, you know, we started to have some dialogue. Not a ton of dialogue, but some dialogue.
On the other hand, with so much talent assembled in one place, there was always something you could learn.
I'll tell you a funny story with Vince Carter. We were in Hawaii in training camp. This is a true story. And I always like to get in the paint and lay it in, get in paint, lay it in. And Vince was always like, he would tell me, like, you got to just turn it over, V. Just dunk it. I'm like, Vince, like, that's just not my game, man. And he was just like, you just got to get in and turn it over. And, of course, the famous dunk happened in 2000, and I was on the court.
I saw that live, right?
Gary D. Howard.
And I'm looking down to see how tall Frederick Weiss is. He's 7'1". I'm like, he just jumped over this dude's head.
And I will never forget, he came to the bench after and he was like, you see, they'll get out of your way, V. That's a true story. Obviously, you're kind of set. You're Olympian, so you're set in the way you play. But there are small things that you can take away. I didn't take away dunking. That dunk did nothing for my game. My game stayed the same. I was butter rolling for the rest of my time. But there are small things that you can take away from your teammates.
One surefire way to build camaraderie among Olympic teammates was spending quality time together.
We played cards with the women's team often.
So long as it didn't get out of hand.
There's an infamous story of me cooking in our little hotel that I grilled one day. Fire got out of control, and it literally got out of control where we had to use a fire extinguisher. True story. I see people from to this day that were on the Olympic Committee during that time. They still talk about, remember when we had to put the barbecue fire out that you started? I think the cool part is when you're going against guys during the year and then you have this camaraderie, you have to build it relatively quickly to compete for something bigger than you've ever competed for. There's a lot of fun in that, too.
Once the Olympic Games began, journalist Gary D. Howard recalls Allen made quite the statement in Team USA's first matchup against Yao Ming and China.
For me, covering the Olympics in Sydney was just a dream, and it started off as a dream mainly because that first night they blew out China, right? I mean, it was like, yo, come on, man. They got Yao Ming, ain't got but 5 points, right? They blowing him out. And I'm like, my Lord, you know? And it was sort of like, I mean, they were up 22 at half. And I remember Ray coming off the bench and just going nuts. Like, he literally had, it was one time when he got into the game early, he had got a steal, I think it was, or he got the ball and there were two of his teammates ahead of him. He dribbled all the way down the court and dunked it. Like, he wasn't passive. Like, it was like, yo, Ray's very serious out here tonight, right? He ended up making 5 for 5, right? He had 3 of 5 from the 3-point line. He had a game-high 21 points.
it was clear Allen had something to prove, and he planned to do it on the world's biggest stage.
Ray wanted to start at the Olympics. He wasn't just going to be out there. I mean, you feel me? He wasn't starting. Like, and first of all, you ain't starting Ray. Ray was already pissed. All right? He's a starter. Ray was out to get numbers. And I loved it because I was like, yo, Ray's out there serious, Ray. Ray's not playing today. And I kind of liked it because that shows you, like, yo, I'm out here to score too, right? I'm a scorer. This is what I do. And I thought it was really, really good to see. I saw it that first. I said, Ray did not come out here to score 3 points a game. He did not come out. That's not in him. He's looking down this roster and saying, I'm better than them. Ray was this young guy. I was just there, and I'm going to show you all what I can do. I'm going to show you how good I am. And he showed you. He played hard every game. He shot over 50% from three, shot over 50% from the floor. He didn't miss a free throw. It wasn't like he was playing selfish basketball. He just wanted y'all to notice, like, Ray Allen is out here. And Vin was very capable. But Vinny was a quiet guy, very nice, played hard, tough, not afraid of anybody, not backing down with you, but a nice guy. Ray is a killer. There's two different distinct approaches to the game. Ray's a killer. Ray's out there, this is Ray Allen's show right here. Y'all must be sleeping on me. Nobody's sleeping on you anymore.
More on Behind the Bucks coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
After the game, Howard would learn cooking and playing cards wasn't the only way Team USA enjoyed their downtime.
So I go to the press conference immediately after the game. They bring out Ray because I said, they got to bring out Ray. Ray had a fantastic game, and Ray's up on the podium and he's trying to get my attention while he's answering questions from the stronger people. And he's looking at me and he's literally going, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, yo, dude. And I finally got up there and I put my mic in front of him, asking my question. He says, what you doing tomorrow? I said, it's the first day of the Olympics. I'm covering the Olympics. And he turns to me, and I'll never forget. He says, I am the Olympics to you. Because he was from Milwaukee, and he knew I'm the sports editor. He's like, I got you. You got to come with me tomorrow. I said, what are we doing? He says, come play golf with me. And I brought my golf clubs. Because I said, I'm going to find me around in Sydney. I'm never going to get a chance to play over there, so I'm going to take my clubs. But one day at the end of the Olympics, I'll be able to get around it. No, the first day. So he tells me to show up. I show up and I look around and I take a look at it and I say, damn, there's Amar Rashad and Quinn Buckner. So I was like, dude, this is going to be a great foursome, right? No, another car pulls up, Lonzo Mourning, Jason Kidd, and a couple of more players. And then another car pulls up and more players jump out, and the coaches, Rudy Tomjanovich. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is great. This is great. This is great. I'm not going to get excited. I'm not excited. And another car pulls up, and two guys get out with headpiece, like with earpieces. And I'm like, can I turn around? And I'm walking back towards Quinn Buckner, and some little man taps me on my shoulder, right? And I turn around, and I'm like, yo, what's up? And he goes, hi, I'm Bill Gates. I said, oh, you got to come meet my people. So I walked him over there, and I was like, Amar Rashad, it's Bill Gates, it's Quinn Buckner, right? I'm like, yo, Bill Gates wanted to play with four of the Olympians on the front nine and then another four on the back nine. And I wrote the column, and the headline was Golfing with a Billionaire, priceless.
While Team USA built their chemistry off the court, figuring out how to play as a team proved more challenging.
I think what's interesting about the Olympics is especially the talent that is always assembled on the U.S. teams and the short time that we have to come together, we're always trying to figure stuff out. Like, you know, even against Lithuania, we were trying to figure each other out. Like, we have all this talent on the floor. Do we maximize his talent? Do we let him be him? And at the same time, we got to be a team because most of the teams, the European teams, have played together since they were young guys. And they have the way they play, the camaraderie, the continuity, the passing, the cutting. We're like learning this stuff on the fly. And so there's always the threat of the game being close.
And in a semifinals matchup against Lithuania, Team USA was pushed to the brink.
It was intense. I think the great part about that game in particular is every possession counts. In the NBA, with four quarters, 48 minutes, you can throw away a few possessions. You can feel the game out. And then, you know, against Lithuania, you find yourself in like a college basketball game where every defensive possession counts, every turnover counts.
Sarunas, I remember the boy's name, Sarunas. He was giving them the business. He gave them 27, game high 27. Boy's giving y'all the business out here.
On the final possession of the game, down 2 points, Lithuania's Sarunas Jasikevičius, who had already scored 27 points and was 5-for-10 from three, got a 3-point shot off before the buzzer, and the world held its breath.
Like I said, Lithuania had him. Lithuania had a shot. Jasikevičius had 27, and he had a shot to win it because they were up two. They were down two, and he had a three-pointer. And, like, you know, that three-point line is not as long as the NBA three-point line. So he was like, I saw the ball go up. I said, oh, my God, if they lose.
You never think you'll be in that position. Right? You're always thinking, we're going to blow this out. We're going to pull away. And so it happened so fast, and when you see the shot go up, it's like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna faint if this goes in. There's no two ways about it. So, but again, we were fortunate, and again, like in any sports, you got to be somewhat lucky, and I feel like there was some luck on our side in 2000.
I'm Lisa Byington, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
When you play against someone on a daily basis in the NBA or with your club team, you give input. Of course, you know, there's a bunch of guys on our team that have played in Europe and that knew other guys that I'd never heard of or played with or played against. And you want to use as much of that intel you can get. You know, there's no one better than to give a scout than a former teammate. Yeah, I mean, just interesting to see that two guys from Milwaukee ended up being, you know, playing against each other in the quarterfinals.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.